Let's jump this thing off. Red Door to Don Davenport, Ron Slay. Guess what? It's Friday, y'all.
Hey, come on. I'm in the building.
Join us on Zone TV. You'll see Ron Slay with a little throwback.
Yeah, it's Friday, and this is my new Friday attire. What I got on. So if you're on Zone TV, you got to get on to see.
The Slay Band
is back.
The Ron Slay headband
is in full effect. You know what, man? I got new headphones.
They don't work.
No, do, but it's like, I don't know what's going on. It ain't really loud like I needed it to be.
You want me to talk louder? What's up, Slay? It's Friday, so man. Joe Hunt producing. We got a busy show for you today. And, man, it's. Well, before I get into that, Dawn's over there mad again. Somebody's been sitting in her house.
Who's been sitting in my chair?
It's like the Bears.
The three bears.
There we go with the Bears again. Which one?
Not the Lions. We're not doing Lions.
It was Lions yesterday.
Yeah, it was Lions yesterday.
Y'all see the zebra that got tased and got pissed off?
Yeah.
Running around Cookeville?
Lions and tigers and bears and zebras.
Why are you going to tase a zebra, number one?
Lions and tigers and bears.
At what point? Like, so the zebra got out from some, I don't know what they were doing, but the 911 call came from the school. The Putnam County, like, elementary school or something.
Oh, dear.
And I'm going to mess this story up.
Is this like a petting zoo or something?
It's a zebra on the loose.
I think it's a traveling petting zoo type thing. I don't know. I don't have the story in front of me, but and so I read it at, like, when did I send that to y'all? Like, 6:15 or somebody else sent? I don't know. We sent all kinds of weird stories today. But anyway, the zebra got on the loose, so they figured the best way to get it would be to tase it. Well, you tase a zebra, evidently. You don't put down a zebra with a taser. In the face. You piss a zebra off when you tase a zebra. So that thing went like crazy mad.
Went bananas.
Yeah, so then they had to find it because it took off.
And somebody put a picture up that it was walking down Highway 111 or something?
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the median.
So
this is a zebra. Go ahead.
So good.
I didn't know zebras were dangerous. Like, I just don't think of them as dangerous creatures.
I don't think they're dangerous, but I've never seen one tased. Like, if you tase a zebra, he might turn into something else.
He might turn into...
Like, whose idea was it to tase it?
It's somebody with a bad idea.
They're like, if we shoot him, we are totally going viral for killing an animal.
Yeah, they can shoot him. You can't shoot it.
Somebody should put a whistle on it.
Petting zoo zebra.
Put a whistle on it.
What were we talking about the other day with the horses, like break their legs or what? They just put the curtain up and
euthanize them.
And they just do it right there on the track.
Can we not talk about that?
Yeah, that one was kind of gruesome right there.
Yeah.
But I was worried about the zebra, like hopping down like Highway 111 or wherever he was.
Where he is,
Yeah, and then he like jumps over a fence to try to get in the pasture and breaks his leg. And then the cops just have to put up a curtain right there in the field.
And go and take him out of his misery.
Right at the elementary school.
The kids. Hey, Mom, I saw a zebra today. That was it. That zebra gone. Babs gonna kill us.
So what's wrong over
there?
I
just tuned out.
This is immediately Babs goes, who sits over here? Because her chair was too low.
My chair is like sitting on the ground.
So I'm not a telltale.
Was it you? Because you're the only 6'8 guy in this building.
There's another one.
Wait. Who
Ramon?
Is,
ha ha! I was gonna say it's either you or Ramon. You guys are the biggest guys in this building.
Who is the first person you accused?
Buck.
Buck gets it every time. I love it. Buck gets it every time.
I'm like, was this Buck? Did Buck sit in my area? I'm gonna destroy him.
That's right. Oh,
if you didn't tell her, she was about to go start back and watch 104.5 The Zone TV. Okay, which one has my shot?
What happened was, I don't think Ramon's camera was working, so the Costa Rican monkey sat in your seat. Actually,
ooh.
So the Costa Rican monkey, they had to lower the seat for the monkey.
What does the Costa Rican monkey say?
That's how they call their
friends. He's working out too, y'all.
That's how they call their friends.
Look at him.
Hey, speaking of friends, we got a lot of them coming on the show today.
Yes, we do.
I feel like we've got a fun lineup today.
Titans wide receiver Dre Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
All the draft picks are running through the zone today.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I love it.
Titans wide receiver Dre Fitzpatrick. We'll get to know him at 4 o'clock. Legendary Oak Hill High School basketball coach Steve Smith.
Steve Smith is in the building.
Do you think that we can get some like dirt and gossip and like the good stuff on Ron Slay from Coach?
Babs.
I'm just thinking. I'm
always on your team, Babs.
I bet. You know, I mean, we do a good job of kind of like getting stuff out of people, right?
I love to hear if y'all can do that. Coach Smith, he's tight-lipped. I love to hear this.
Former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain.
I'm going to get something out of it.
At 520. Swain had Danny White on his show this morning, and it was good stuff. We'll ask him about
Danny White.
Meanwhile, before we get into anything we need to get into, I see a phone call from Italy. Slay's like, who is it? Let's go to Dante in Italy. Dante,
yes,
what's
yes.
up?
How y'all doing today?
We're good. What are you doing, man?
Right now, I'm doing homework and then watching my beautiful wife chef it up. She's doing homework. She's in the culinary program right now. So
nice. That's heavy.
Doing those at the same time.
So where are you in? Where are you in Italy?
I'm in Naples.
Hey.
You've been to Naples?
Do you know Slay?
I know about that triangle down there in Naples.
Yeah. Say again.
I know about that triangle down there. Avellino, Caserta, Naples, yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Do you know Slay?
Yeah.
Like
you said Slay?
Yeah. Do you know Ron?
Ron Slay, basketball player?
Yeah. I just didn't know because he played in Italy.
Yeah, wait. Let's clear something up, Dante. Ron Slay is on the show right now. You're talking
to him. Yes, you're talking to him.
Yeah. Oh, for real? Oh, what's up?
What's up, Dante?
I thought this was one of your buddies that maybe watched you play in Italy.
Are you based over there? Are you in the military or what?
Yeah, Army. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, base, boy. That's a lifesaver.
We're on a Navy base.
Yeah.
So they.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
Thanks for your service.
Hey, man, do a great job, man. I know they're a little stingy up there at the guard booth about letting Americans on to come in there and go grocery shopping, dude. That saves people's lives. So anybody you run into,
you are absolutely
show them love, dog.
You're absolutely right.
This is amazing to me.
I used to tip 150-year-old every time they used to get me on base, man. And let Max cut my hair that's down the street, so. Salute, man. Hey, take care of them people.
He doesn't go from front to back. He goes from back
to
front.
He does it right. That's awesome.
The right way, yeah.
Go with the grain. We learned
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So what's up, Dante?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? This is your show today.
No. I was just really calling. I'm a Chicago Bear. I know y'all just talking about the Bears. But I had a lot of time there at Fort Campbell. I've been stationed there twice, and a lot of talk about my Blackhawks and Bears, of course, but I spent a lot of time watching Titan football. And one thing that I recognized in the draft this year, I think that Titans won this year. I don't think they lost in the draft, so to speak. I understand there's some players with some issues, whether health or illegal, but I still think at least the intent, they got it right this time. But my question to you all is, I actually like Monty Rice. That is somebody who I believe is, as far as this year's draft, is the best football player that the Titans drafted. Do you agree or do you disagree?
Hard to tell at this moment. I'm glad you called in with that, though, because that's a guy that we haven't really heard a lot about from Titans fans. And you know, we know him because he played at Georgia. And, you know, everybody I talk to says, I mean – He is a thumper at inside linebacker that can get through the trash to get to the ball carrier. So see ball, hit ball kind of guy. I'm glad you brought that up, man. Good stuff.
Appreciate that, Dante.
No problem. Y'all take care.
All right, man. Get some tiramisu for me, man. Buona notte.
I love that he had no idea that he was talking to Ron Slay.
But he knew who Ron Slay was.
Yeah,
that's right.
Basketball player in Tennessee.
Tall guy, right?
Hey, yeah. That's him.
I just assumed, Ron, that he knew you and him being in Italy. We just had a conversation yesterday about Italy, so I just assumed that he knew you. That's why crazy. I was like, "Oh, are you your buddies with Slay? You know Slay? You're in Italy. You know him?"
No, but you see, he know about that triangle down there.
Man,
we should have.
And
asked
his wife's
about,
in culinary
yeah, that's
school.
Dope, man.
Ooh, that is.
Should have asked him about parking. Like, what happens if you don't pay when you park the little panhandler guys? Yeah.
I want to know how much 150 euros are.
At that time, it was about 220, 210, 22
dollars. Dang.
Okay, you tipped it.
I thought you were going to say like $8.
That's what I thought.
Dude, you're laying it out.
Dude, do you know what that grocery store means to an American over there? To be able to go get Capri Suns, like, Honey,
oh, so they have American products. American
products. So once you cross over into the base and get past the goal, you're in America. Like stop signs, red lights, fire stations, everything.
Yeah.
And you'll get a ticket over there. And then you got
to
pay it in
You won't
America.
Get a ticket for just driving on a road that is meant to be driven on, though. Like you will in the rest of Italy.
Right. But when you walk in a grocery store, it's like walking in an American grocery store. All the labels, everything, and it's, hey, man, hey, save my life.
So you basically bribed the United States military to allow you onto a base to grocery shop.
And get a haircut.
This is what I'm hearing.
Well, I actually helped them help me.
Okay. So. There you go.
They need that 150 euro.
Yeah.
Oh.
Big,
so Brent's the only one that's actually allowed in Italy now based on the show.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm going back. They love me down there in the South.
It's funny that you say that because we had saved and saved and saved, and we were going to go to Italy and the pandemic hit.
Yep. Y'all were scheduled to go last summer, weren't you?
Yep.
What's
the Italian call? It's like our smartphones when we talk about. What, you were talking about something that you go get Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Your phone listens to. Yeah. Then all of a sudden you get all those ads on your social media about something that you were just talking about.
This is
that you didn't even
show.
Google.
Like, we were talking about Jamont Gordon, and then like one of his posts like popped up on my phone.
Yeah.
We were talking, but this was years ago. We were talking about Chubbies, and I had never even heard of Chubbies. I didn't know what it was. I guess it's a clothing brand. Buck had a Chubbies shirt on the other day.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, that shirt.
Yeah, it was. The flamingo one on draft day of all
days. Is that what
days?
It is? Oh, there was he had the button-down flamingo or something.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What was that, Buck?
But anyway, I had no idea what Chubbies was, and we just had a conversation about it. Nope, I didn't Google it, nothing. And then I go open up my phone, and what are all my ads on Facebook and Instagram? Chubbies.
Yeah. Hey.
I think you need to go to culinary school at night.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Carter would really appreciate that.
I'm sure he would. And I'm going to go with no. Like, if it wasn't for my husband, I would starve.
Just won 1468. Just finished my last college exam. I'm glad to end my college career with y'all.
Man, salute.
Congratulations.
Man, way to stick it out, man.
Hell of a time to be graduating now.
Hey, we might cheers you later.
It's 10:14 over there in Italy right now. What was he?
We're
listening to us at night. We're global.
Scott on Facebook, Headband Friday. Checkered sawdust hatless Brent today. Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, you got like this collared shirt on. Would you have a meeting or something with the boss?
We're moving, so I basically wear whatever I can find. So I have this white button-down shirt with jeans and my nothing but white shoes. Like I'm one step away from being in Boys to Men.
You look very nice today, Brent.
Motown
Happy Friday.
Motown Brent is back again.
We'll be right back. Chris Lowe next. That was crazy. 3HL, 104.5 The Zone. Wait, let me take a picture of this. I don't know why this is happening. Rhett Bryan's like, get me out of the way. I can't even get Slay. I've got to turn my camera sideways to get Slay's wingspan. This is no lie. All right, so Dawn was like, let's measure this wingspan. And I'm like, how are you going to measure his wingspan? She's like, oh, I'm just going to go measure it compared to mine. I'm like,
that's it. That's how you do it.
What's that going to tell us?
But like, 80 inches plus,
right? Careful.
I think it was six. Yeah.
We're talking wingspan, yes. 80,
in the gutter,
80 inches. I'm still talking
I think it was
about
6'11".
6'11"?
6'10 or 6'11".
You do have a long wingspan, man.
Yeah, my arms long. My limbs are long. My legs are like my torso, dude. My torso, I got the.
You got short torso or long?
This is
torso?
Really me, the Costa Rican monkey. Like this is how my torso is, and this how long my legs are. This how long my
you do have
arms
a short
are.
Torso. So does Davenport.
So small.
I have
a long torso, short legs.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I mean, I got like this tiny little torso.
She continues to stand right in front of the camera and
I know.
Do that.
I'm all legs.
We're showing the people on Zone TV. How,
if you're not that's watching right. on Zone TV, you're missing
you're
a lot.
You're missing
tonight.
Out.
It's Friday.
You just missed the short torso description.
I have no hat on. Slay's wearing a headband. Dawn showing you her torso.
This is, hey.
Meanwhile, Chris Lowe is sitting here waiting to talk about sports.
We got CeeLo.
Chris Lowe from ESPN.com. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I'm glad to hear not only that you got Slay on full time on the show, but he's also getting to pick the tunes on the show now, which is a big plus.
That goes to the Hulkster, man.
Yeah, I don't know if
I take that as a compliment.
There you go. See, you fall in line with me.
I love it. Hey, Chris, what'd you think about what Jimbo said yesterday? Personally, I loved it.
What else is he going to say? I mean, it's the touchdown club in Houston. Houston's about an hour and a half from Aggieland. How many Aggies do you think are sitting in that audience? So, hey, is anybody going to be able to beat Saban? Or do we have a chance? Well, we're going to do our best. I mean, we're working every day to try to do that. Or, you know, darn right we're going to beat his ass. You know, and don't you think he thinks that? Don't you think every kid in the complex at A&M thinks that and wants to hear their coach say that? The worst thing he could have done is been lukewarm about it and said, well, or have been politically correct and said, yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people are trying to beat him. Everybody's chasing Alabama, including us. You know, we're going to do our best. And I know that a lot of national people have weighed in and said the point spread can't be enough that game. Well, it's not like Alabama has squeaked by it in the last few years. Right, so they've beaten everybody pretty badly. So I think that's exactly what the kids in that A&M locker want to hear. You know who else wants to hear that? The kids at A&M are recruiting, because A&M and Alabama go head to head against several kids. They want to hear the coach at A&M say, yeah, we absolutely plan on beating him.
My thing is, I want to hear more of it, man. I mean, you remember the good old days of Steve Spurrier, Chris, and it's like, you know, fans could hate Florida or whatever, but you would always laugh at the ridiculous things that he would say, no matter how you felt about that program.
Well, you know what season we're in, right? What season is this?
Talking season.
Talking season. Yeah, we've got talking season now. That's exactly what fans want to hear. And it's not like Alabama, yeah, you don't want to give any more motivation. I get that. But every coach and every staff and every roster in the SEC absolutely wants to go into summer months and preseason practice thinking, you know what, our coach thinks we got a shot. We got the resources to have a shot. And did you see Saban sort of weighed in today? They asked him about it. He was at a charity event down in Mobile, and they said, hey, coach, did you see what Jimbo Fisher said? And don't think for a second that Nick Saban doesn't have a pretty sharp wit. He may not show it all the time, but somebody said, hey, he said he's going to beat your butt. Now, they didn't say but, they said the other word. And Saban sort of looked at him and smiled. He said, in golf?
Yeah. Can't be talking about football.
I guess they said, well, no. He said, in football, is that what he's talking about? And they said, yeah. And he said, well, there might come a day.
Chris, hang tight. Hang tight one second. Yeah. I think Joe Hunk, producer Joe, has this audio.
The Hulkster.
Okay.
Coach, got to ask, your friend Jimbo said yesterday that at some point while you're in Tuscaloosa, he was going to beat your butt. That wasn't the word that he used, but did you have any response for that?
In golf?
I think he meant on the football field.
Well, I'm sure there will come a day, you know, but is that what he's talking about?
That
football?
He was talking about football.
He used to be on my noontime basketball league, I guess. You know, we're no longer partners, you know, when it comes to that.
Saban, hey, he's the best.
Savvy.
Chris, that noon basketball, I mean, his little noon basketball games are legendary, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm blessed to have been around Nick a bunch over the years and heard him tell all these stories that he doesn't often tell the public, but no, you're right, Dawn. Those new basketball games, and Nick will tell you back when he and Jimbo coached together. Don't forget this. These two guys have a lot of mutual respect for each other. There's a long history between them. So I think they sort of like to go back and forth like this. But Nick will tell you that when they used to play, they were always on the same team. Now, what Nick won't tell you is he used to sort of pick who was going to guard him and who wasn't going to guard him. Now, he doesn't maybe want that out there publicly.
Of course he did.
In other words, if Slay was out there, he'd have Slay playing because Slay never played any defense when he was in college.
Oh!
But that's a story for another day.
Put the ball in the hole, CeeLo. Put the ball in the hole.
That's what it's about, Slay. But Saban would tell you he was the point guard. Jimbo was the shooting guard. He said, and I would get the ball to Jimbo, and he'd score all these points, but I had all these assists. But, you're right, Don. I used to love to hear those stories about his noontime basketball league. And the only reason they haven't played, of course, they couldn't play last year because of COVID, and they're not starting up again this year because he's still sort of quasi-recovering from the hip replacement surgery he had. But, you know, he can play. Nick's got a pretty – I've seen glimpses of it. He's got a pretty sweet jumper for a guy going on 70 years old.
That's all right right there, man. So now you got Jimbo coming out saying this at Texas A&M, and you know the players are going to love this, especially the recruits. Is it up to Sark to try to one-up them? Being down the street in Austin now, what are you going to do?
Well, that's a whole other rivalry, Texas A&M, even though they don't play each other.
Right.
The rivalries between the fans, I mean, it gets nasty between the A&M and Texas fans about going back and forth. They're going to play again, and this, you know, A&M's afraid to play Texas. Texas is afraid to play A&M. I don't know. I don't know if Sark's going to jump in the middle of this fray. I think Sark's got enough on his plate right now just to sort of get that thing rolling again at Texas, because a few have tried here recently and haven't been able to get it done.
I'm like Brent, CeeLo. I love to hear this banter back and forth. How much of this goes on behind the scenes that we don't get to hear, that you and the media, you know, may hear when the cameras are off and the tape recorder's not rolling? How much of this goes on?
He's talking about like smack talk,
yeah,
basically.
Trash talk.
Oh, it goes on, Slay. Yeah. I mean, you know it does, man. It goes on. But you know what I get more of from the guys, and I respect this, is they don't really trash each other. Mm-hmm. Like if I go from Alabama to Georgia to Auburn to A&M on a tour talking to coaches, rarely are they trashing each other. But they will tell you, hey, you know, they're not real good at corner. Or, mm-hmm, you know what? If we can get them in the third quarter, they don't have the kind of depth at this position and that position. The kind of stuff you would never hear publicly.
Right.
And that's what I always appreciate, because it helps me in doing my job when I'm talking about this team or that team, that I've got somebody I respect, whether it's Jimbo Fisher or Nick Saban or Kirby Smart or Gus Malzahn, saying A, B, and C. You know, and not necessarily saying, hey, Gus said this or Nick said this, but you can say this about a team and feel confident that this is what people they're playing against genuinely think.
Chris Lowe with us from ESPN.com. What do you think about the Georgia story, the governor signing the NIL document, name, image, license document? It'll go into effect, is it July 1 or June 1? Anyway, July 1. He signed it in the Georgia football recruiting room and said, I hope this brings Georgia a national championship. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, well, and if you read the fine print, that particular legislation, it's up to the schools whether or not they want to implement it, and whether a kid has to donate 75% of his earnings to a pool for other student athletes. So if Georgia's bringing in George Pickens or the quarterback or some top recruit, they're going to say, okay, yeah, you're going to go sign autographs and take pictures at this car dealership in Atlanta for the next 3 Saturdays. And, oh, by the way, you got to donate 75% of your earnings to a pool that the rower and the tennis player and the softball player is going to get. So it's going to be a school-by-school deal. I still think we're sort of headed down the road of chaos until they can find some kind of uniformity, because every state, every school, every conference, until you get something that's across the board NCAA-wise, and don't you guys love, Slay, you recruited at a high level, don't you love the fact that they're saying, well, this will take away some of the cheating, this will take away some of the the stuff that's not above board. You don't think when Alabama or Ohio State are recruiting the top quarterback in America that they're not saying, hey, listen, in Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati, we got 3 of the top car dealers that are Buckeyes in the state, and we can promise you that every Saturday out of season, we're going to get you $20,000 that Saturday to go take pictures and autographs, exactly, and Bama's going to be doing the same thing. You don't think that's going to be a recruiting benefit,
man,
or something that schools are going to use in recruiting?
Exactly. You spot on with that, CeeLo. And the bigger the school, the bigger the payment. So, without question, what do the little schools do?
And what's the guard, Slay? What's the offensive guard who's blocking? I mean, I know Justin Fields is gone.
Right.
Let's use his as an example from last year. What's his guard and center going to say when they get zilch? You know, they get no opportunity.
Yeah.
to go to these places and make that kind of cash. Now, I understand that if you're Trevor Lawrence, if you're Justin Fields, you know, if you're Najee Harris, you're going to be more in demand. And that's what it's all about, being able to make money. And we're long past due, these kids, being able to get a big chunk of the pie, because they ain't getting anything now.
Right.
But the guys on the team that, you know, whether it's the deep snapper or the guard or the, you know, the safety, you know, does that cause problems? You tell me, Slay. Does that cause problems in the locker room?
Without a doubt, it causes problems. But I think the guy that it's getting the most has to have the responsibility on him as far as being able to share the pie. But at the same time, these are supposed to be student athletes and kids in a sense. No one is an adult at this point. So why would you put that responsibility on him is the problem. So once you do that, you're opening up Pandora's box, man, and it can go either way, because if you don't take care of those linemen, you don't have that type of season you do. So, tough.
Hey, just ask your brother.
Yeah, exactly. I can only imagine. I would if it was me in that situation and C.J. Watson was a freshman coming in, led him in the SEC and assist by giving me the ball, and that's what I told him when he came in, and that's what he did, I got to take care of him at the end. Like, it's no question about it. John Higgins, all the way down to Zach Turner. If I'm getting the biggest piece of the pie, I got to take care of him. So I would love that responsibility. When you're talking about football, it's totally different. It's a lot more people.
The problem with that, though, is that's probably an NCAA violation, you taking care of them. Yeah.
It's very true. So
I don't know.
And that's what I mean. How do we sort all this out? And imagine the tweaks in this as we go forward over the next couple of years. And there's always unintended consequences, just like the transfer portal. How many kids are in the transfer portal right now that don't have anywhere to go?
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be pathetic. It was over 1,100 before.
Yeah, last month
there.
It got up to 2,000.
Yeah, so that's tough.
Yeah, so it's I think it's going to sort of come in layers, trying to figure out the best way to do it. Brent and I were talking earlier. I still go back to talking about Georgia, A.J. Green. Remember several years ago, he gets suspended because he sells one of his jerseys to a memorabilia dealer. He gets suspended for several games, and the poor guy goes out in Sanford Stadium every week, and he looks up in the stands, and what is there, 8,000 or 10,000 people wearing his jersey that they're buying $50, hey, $60, $70 a pop?
And he can't sell it.
Yeah, but his name's not on that jersey, Chris. So
right. Yeah. I love how they hide behind that.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, CeeLo, man. Now, listen, I could not my freshman year get a headband after like game 5 or 6, and Adidas wasn't sending them yet. So all the headbands I was going to buy, and you got a kid after the game asking for a headband, what I'm going to say? No, I can't give it to you. I got to give him the headband. Now
no,
I don't have what
have
I got.
Like 3 left.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, dude, it's crazy. You ought to be able to make something off of it, man. That's
absolutely. And all I know, guys and gals, when I go hit the hard court and play hoops, I'm past my prime. I'm still rocking my Slay 35 jersey.
Yes, sir. And still giving buckets, CeeLo. I know that for a fact.
Hey, which Slay and his teammates are getting paid? The ones that played Virginia and New York, or the ones that played Syracuse a few days later?
Ooh, he started that Slay, not me. I want that on record.
There might be a story there.
It could be.
I'll leave you with this, though. I'll leave you with this. All I know is Ron Slay was a good teammate, and he's going to share the wealth with everybody on the Tennessee basketball team.
JG, baby. Appreciate it, CeeLo.
Chris went Steve Spurrier, Jerry Green. Old school SEC people.
All in one walk, man. That what he's talking about, though, that's serious. And you alluded to it yesterday, Don. Like, it could be chaos.
But if Georgia's going to pool 75% of your money, let's say you got paid $100,000 to wear that headband.
Yep.
And you got 25 of it, which is awesome as a college kid.
You're balling.
But then you're like, wait, where'd the rest of the 75 go? Oh, it's going in a pool where I guarantee you the school is going to collect interest on it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to dish it out to all these other athletes.
So my whole problem with that is I need to see that money is getting issued to Don as a volleyball player, as Joe Blow as the swimmer.
Joe Hunk.
That's why he calls me the Hunk.
Right, yeah, see, exactly.
Joe the regular guy.
Joe the regular guy. But I need to see it get an issue, because I don't need the school gaining interest off of that for the school.
What if it was 60-40? Like, what if we got into a how much should the split be conversation?
Todd Gurley got suspended for selling his stuff and signing autographs for $3,000 his final season.
There were some Alabama players too.
The school would have gotten $2,250 of that $3,000, and he would have only got $750.
Yeah, see, that's bananas. Nope.
They went 75-25.
Yeah, that's nope. Nope.
Is that little Debbie Banana Twins?
Man, that's Yelp. Dude, I'm not going for that. Okay, let me, man, nah, man. Nah, that's not right, man, because so you got to go back. I'm leaving the game. I just dropped 30.
What if you flipped it and it was 75-25?
Is that still okay?
So I barely still would get two thousand of that.
I don't want athletes, and I'm speaking for me. I don't want me to be paid as a professional athlete in college, but I do want it to be an even playing field. When I walk out, I don't have to grab a Chick-fil-A sandwich every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make sense. I go have 28-14 at Syracuse, and what am I grabbing when I come out? When I come out of the locker room, a banana and a turkey sandwich.
Because yeah. I guarantee it was cold.
It was freezing. It was snow on the ground. Big snow. Like, the managers did a terrific job. I don't know how they got all this stuff on the plane, but I'm just saying, dude, it's no way I'm grabbing it. That's not fair. And yeah, granted that the education is paid for. But my idea, this is my idea. You go to school to plan for what you have coming in the future, whatever field you're going to go into. Me, honestly, it was basketball. I'm preparing in college to go be a professional athlete. That's what it is. I am definitely going to take the opportunity to learn and everything, do all the requirements that come with it. But my field of choice is basketball. It's sports. Somebody else feel the choice?
I went to college to prepare, well, after 8 million other majors.
Briefly, it was to be a doctor.
Yes, it was for about a day of organic chemistry. But to prepare to do broadcasting.
Exactly.
Some kind of broadcasting, and that was what I prepared to do.
And you find your way.
Right. Wanted to be a professional broadcaster. You wanted to be a professional basketball player.
Yeah, and then
that's a great description.
I played basketball at Hyper.
You know, as a hobby.
Yes. Hey.
See what I'm saying?
As a hobby. Yeah.
But you knew you were going elsewhere.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. Like, if I'm preparing for that, let me prepare for that. Teach me what I need to go into that field. Yeah, as far as managing money. Yeah, all this
stuff. To prepare at the best.
Your day is planned out, Don.
Yeah.
What are you going to do during the day? The kids that are coming there, man, are sometimes coming from single parent homes, coming from poverty, whatever it may be. We don't worry about learn about managing a checkbook, paying bills. Your day is planned out from 6 a.m. to 9 o'clock at night. Your entire day is planned out Monday through Monday. Hands down, ain't no question about it.
Let's talk about that on the other side, because Trey Smith's sister is working on that part of it. And it'll blow your mind what has not been going on, at least at the University of Tennessee. And you know they're not alone.
No, this is everybody.
They want you on the floor to win games. And then when you get done, see ya.
All right.
We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
What?
We're right back.
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
We're right back in it. What if we just did the show like this?
I'm in the building.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, why'd you come back like Barry White?
I don't know. I really don't know. I just kind of felt it with the jams going.
And you slid right back in. That was dope.
Let's see.
I just reached out to my Italian Fratello, Luca Izzo. He said he just got out of practice. I was going to let him call in and share a story.
Luca Izzo.
Mm-hmm. His last name Izzo.
Is he related to the Michigan State coach?
Hey, I never thought about that. That's crazy. And that's my guy. Wow.
Coach Izzo?
No, Luca Izzo. Oh. Salvatore Izzo.
Luca Brasi, swimming with the fishes.
Luca Brasi, yeah.
Larry, great show. Almost choked on my juice. And juice is in quotation marks, so I don't know what kind of juice he's talking about.
That's Friday juice. That's what that is.
Happy juice.
It is Friday. I keep forgetting about that.
Friday. Ooh, yes.
We've been moving in my house, man. Time kind of stands still.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's rough.
My wife's there right now. I haven't dealt with all that. But it's been good. Great, great moving company.
great.
I'll tell you about at some other time. But they've been awesome.
What movie does a great job.
That's Nutty Professor.
Yes, that's right.
Great.
By the way, speaking of that, it's so funny how we get sidetracked on everything. Peter Burns with the SEC Network tweeted this morning about Little Debbie.
Yep, he was transfer portaling his sweet tooth and said, "I'm sorry, Girl Scout cookies. I'm out." And
here it is.
What there was a picture of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here it is. Announcement in all caps. First, I'd like to thank the entire staff of the Girl Scouts of America and their tag-alongs for an amazing run. Tag-alongs, by the way, is the goat of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Swing at me.
Wrong.
I know what you're going to say.
What?
She's going to say something awful.
No, it's the little, the shortbread.
Those are good, but that's not it
either. Go-to? What's the go-to? You got to guess. You got to guess.
No, I know.
Oh, you already know it.
She likes those coconut things that she can't remember the name of.
Can't remember the name of them.
There's a reason you can't. Yeah, Samoa.
It's called Mom Brain.
Those ain't.
No, it's called. Yeah. Those are not the best cookies, and that's why you can't remember.
Four favorite, probably.
Are you serious? What is wrong with y'all?
I'm not a coconut guy, man. I don't like those.
It's like barely coconut there. Now I really want some.
He says,
My partner said thin mints. I forgot about them.
Everybody loves thin mints. Put those in the freezer. Tagalongs are the best. I'll always look back at my time with tagalongs and have fond memories. With that said, I've entered the snack transfer portal, my first official visit, and it's a picture of Little Debbie Nutty Buddies.
How about that? jump it in.
To which I wrote, Swiss, period, cake, period, rolls, period, come on, Burns.
Come on, Burns.
To which he wrote, GTFOH.
Okay.
Hey, get on out of here.
Oh, man. SEC Network coming at me.
Yes.
Let's go.
I love it. So you were talking about people going through school and not really getting the proper training in terms of life.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And Ashley Smith, who's Trey Smith's sister, is the assistant AD of whatever it is, like student cultural
development or something.
Develop yourself.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And so she had an idea to come up with a plan to do that, to make sure that life skills were being addressed with student athletes, because you would be surprised how big of an issue that is. And Josh Heupel comes into the mix, and he's all about it. He's like, what do we need to do? How can I help you? So they are going down that path. But that is something that I think people take for granted and don't think about. But you're right. Your day, Ron, was regimented and put in Sharpie, and it just was what it was. Like, you didn't
not deviate from it.
You didn't have a whole lot of freedom necessarily.
I wish you would detour from the plan. I wish you would. hey, coach, man, I got about 2 hours. I got to go down here and work this little job real quick. What? We're paying you.
And back then it wasn't enough.
Yeah, and we're not paying you to.
I think they've remedied that a little
bit.
Beyond
this. Now, I don't know.
How you changed that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you get the Pell Grant, you get your scholarship and everything, but you get to go earn. Like, what if I'm a guitar guy? A guitar guy. That's not even. Mickey Ryan might kill me for that. What if I'm a guitar player in the band? I can go earn money on the weekend, still go to class and do everything I need to do.
How did you just become a guitar player in the band? Because out of everything you could have been.
I couldn't think of anything.
A 6'8" guitar player in the band.
Lead, too. I'd be the lead.
Well, yeah, so. and hang on, because I'm confused at the direction you're going here.
Okay.
Because you can do that.
No, you can't. As an athlete?
I mean, I worked out of season.
Way possible. Basketball, football, ain't no way possible. Like, I was able to work 3 weeks, and that was in the summer.
What did you do?
I don't know if I can say it.
I knew that was
when he met Snoop.
Yeah. No, I was like,
you worked at the Playboy Mansion.
No, I worked at a warehouse, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But you didn't really work, and you may be. Yeah. Okay.
It wasn't like Memphis, though.
So.
Memphis got
or
Escalades.
Alabama.
Yeah, they're riding Escalades and don't go to work. But
well, technically, you could buy a car for $1 if I wanted to sell you one.
Yeah. I mean, that's a transaction.
I wish they would have did that.
Here's
what I'm saying.
But my whole.
Maybe they do somewhere.
We've talked about this with name, image, likeness forever, and we've had the conversation of, I don't know how you do it to where it's fair to all.
Right.
And maybe it's not fair to all because, you know, some are better athletes than others, and maybe they deserve more of an opportunity to make more on their name, image, likeness. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. But we've known this is coming. Now all legislatures are passing this, the ability to do this, and the NCAA still hasn't sat down and come up with a good way to make this happen.
That's a shame.
And it's totally, it's like
they can't figure it
head
out.
In the sand.
That's a shame.
Well, if we just like, it's going on, but we'll just turn our head and then eventually maybe
somebody
we'll
will figure
something
out. Yeah.
Like that is whatever happened to being proactive
yep.
and figuring out a way to make this work.
That's
and I know I'm talking about the NCAA.
Right.
Here.
Well, number one, they don't want to figure out a way.
What in the actual heck?
Right.
They don't want to figure out a way. Now they've been pressured to half-ass it.
Because other people are going to figure out a way.
Yeah.
And then when you talk about basketball, we'll have Coach Smith on, and hopefully he can address this. It's other leagues that are popping up as far as basketball that won't even let you go. You don't need to go to college anymore. Okay, if you want to be a professional athlete like what I wanted to do, here's a league set aside for that.
I mean, it's still risky.
It is. But at the same time, with your day being planned out and you never being able to work a job, when the lights go out in the arena and your scholarship is over, what do you do when you walk away with that degree?
Yeah, what are you ready
to do?
That's what I want to know.
Roberto, guys, would you say hi to Clara for me? Hi, Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hey, Clara.
Just 1468. I work for an FCS program. They literally have no time to do anything. Good luck convincing you to take a small job for your future career. Got to be 100% all in, just how it goes.
Yeah,
that's
indeed.
An FCS.
You take that little job, you take a minimum wage job, and you come in. That's a decrease coming from college as a student athlete. Yeah. I will say that.
Yeah.
That's right. A pay cut.
Well, it depends on what sport you're playing, Slay.
That's true.
And at what school.
Well, this guy plays football. Titans wide receiver Trey Fitzpatrick, new draft pick, next on 104.5 The Zone.